before Game 3 against Greenville. We're back on the Spartanburgers pregame show. Ian Unsworth here with Hub City's hitting coach, Brian Pozos. Brian, thanks for hopping on.
Hey, good to do this. Yeah, excited.
Over the last 2 days, the Spartanburgers have fallen short against their I-85 rivals, the Greenville Drive. But the offense has made some late pushes, both Tuesday and Wednesday, with a couple of big swings in that process. What's impressed you the most about the past 2 days of hitting?
I think not giving in. I know it's kind of a cliche, but guys stringing it together late in the game, whether you're down by a ton or it's close, I think taking the same approach into it, getting your pitch and then doing what you can do. I think the biggest thing is seeing them start to understand like who they are and what they're capable of doing. And they play to their strengths. They're a good hitting team.
What are those conversations like in the dugout in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning once that rally gets started?
Yeah, I think it's really simple. It's funny, like sometimes on starters we'll have like these huge hitters meetings. We'll go through in-depth, like, you know, what this guy does in different sequences. But I think late in the game, once we get to the bullpen arms, it's about as simple as it gets. And I think maybe on the front end with our starters be more simple. In the dugout, in those moments, I think it's just figuring out what you're eliminating, where you're willing to get beat and giving that up, and then lock in on where you can actually do damage. It's kind of a cliche, but like get a good pitch to hit is a big part of that.
Burgers have been locked in over the past 2 days. Hitting coach Brian Pozos, a big part of that. He's with us on the pregame show. When it comes to how you get the hitters ready, mixed batting practice has been a topic of conversation with the players we've talked to last week and now this week. You're a part of that. Carlos Maldonado is a part of that. So is Landon Lassiter, development coach. How'd you guys reach mixed batting practices as a tool that really works for these hitters?
Man, I think it's hard to recreate the pressure of a game and that state of mind you're in when you're actually making decisions that matter. We could just call out balls and strikes, but I don't think that's the same as not just the mixed BP, but like you got three shots per round to do it. And I think that kind of carries a little more pressure into what's supposed to be just a pregame hitting routine. You make it feel more game-like, and I think through that process, conversations started about, you know, we'd throw a guy three fastballs in a row and he's kind of taking or he's in between, and it's like, do you really want to hit my power slider? Like, do you want me to bury a curveball in the dirt? And like, you want to get that one or like the fastball I'm just pumping in there? So I think early on in the season, that was something that we were seeing in game. It's like kind of in between. We want to hit everything versus like, it's not so easy to hit a fastball, and it's the straightest pitch you're going to get no matter what the velo is. So if you can get your swing off on that pitch and put a good swing on it, and trust yourself to cover the other ones.
Brian Pozos with us on the Founders Federal Credit Union Spartanburgers Radio Network. Some of these Spartanburgers hitters have been putting barrels on baseballs from the start of the season. Arturo Dísla is red hot. His batting average close to 400. His OPS over 1,000. And he also leads the team in walks. A nice surprise from a guy who we saw last year as a free swinger. What's changed for Arturo from 2025 to 2026?
Most of his work, I think he's been working in the cage. I think he's super disciplined. He knows what he needs. One simple conversation we had in spring training was, hey, man, like, even if I'm just throwing BP to you and I'm trying to get you out, after you barrel me, like, I don't know how many times you're going to go into that zone. So simply put, it's just knowing the situations where you're actually getting pitched to and then situations where they're just trying to pitch around you and get you to expand. But, you know, if you understand those moments, you'll know when to take your walks and when to get your barrels.
Now that you've been with Carlos Maldonado in Down East, in Hickory, and now in Hub City, what's your favorite part about working with Carlos and this staff as a whole?
I mean, you got a former big leaguer who's been around the game for years. I've lived with him the last 2 or 3 years as well. So just the conversation and learning, and I think coming into it my first year out of a junior college, like, first thing I said to him was, you know, this is my first time in this. You've been around the game. You know, what do you got for me? And keep it simple, you know, and that was what he said. And I think he's helped me not only simplify my messaging, but driving that message home. I think things that I'm seeing, things that he's seeing, we obviously talk about it post-game or pre-game. But I think he's really the glue. I think he's the guy that people want to play for. Players love playing for him. Guys love coaching for him. I think he makes everybody around him better. And with that, you know, there's a standard that he holds you to, but he gives you all the freedom in the world to make mistakes and to have some success. So, I mean, if anyone's driving success in this team, it's definitely him.
Well, we're glad to have Moldy here, and Brian, we're glad to have you here as well. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
Back in a moment on the Spartan Burgers pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch around the corner.